Okay, boys. Today's daf is daf Mem Aleph. We're holding roughly 10 lines from the top of the Amid, where the Gemara is quoting from the Mishnah Ein Mevashlin. Let's take a quick look at the Mishnah of yesterday, Mem Amud Beis, towards the bottom of the Amid. Third line of the Mishnah is Ein Mevashlin Es HaPesach Loi B'Mashkin V'Loi B'Mei Peiros. When you go and cook the Korban Pesach for Seder night, don't cook it with mashkin and not meipeiros. What's the difference between mashkin and meipeiros? Both mashkin and meipeiros are the same. Rashi points out in the Mishnah, the Torah really says, "Al toichu mimenu no uvosha mevushal ba moyim." Don't cook it with water. Where Amish's machadish water lavs after, the same thing applies to mashkin and meipeiros. But what's the difference between mashkin and meipeiros? So there's a sefer called Sefer Hamichtam, which is a Rishoin, and this is also repeated by the Tiferes Yisrael and the Yochanan Boyas Mishnayis, that the word mashkin is referring to the other six mashkin that are machshir lekabel tumah. And as Brother Shai told us yesterday, what is the mnemonic? Yad shochet dam. Exactly. The six, in addition to water. Meipeiros is referring to any other fruit juices, such as apple juice and orange juice and berry juice. We had meitusim in the Gemara before. Anything else besides mashkin. So, what the Mishnah is telling us is, even though the Pasuk says, Al toichu mimenu no uvosha mevushal ba moyim, but the same thing applies to other mashkin as well. And therefore says the Gemara, Tanur Rabbanan, back to Mem Aleph Omer Aleph, the Pasuk says, Al toichu mimenu no uvosha mevushal ba moyim, ba moyim engli ele b'mayim. Shar mashkin b'nayim. How do we talk it? No. Maybe the Isser only applies to water, and not to any other mashka. So to Ma'amis Kal B'chayma. So Yimor is going to give us two answers. First answer is, we can learn it from a Kal B'chayma. What's a Kal B'chayma? U'madach mayim she'ein mefigin ta'amon asurin. When you go and cook anything in water, the water doesn't really enhance the taste of whatever you're cooking. If you put in roast, or you put in beef, any type of chicken, any type of meat, or for that matter, vegetables, or whatever. You put it into water, the water, of course, will allow for cooking, but it doesn't enhance the food item in any way. It doesn't enhance the flavor. It's not as if afterwards you taste it, oh, it tastes so delicious. It's just plain water. So, Eina Vegan Tam, they do not enhance the taste of whatever you're cooking, but nevertheless, the Torah says it's awesome. Shar mashkin shebefigin taman, any other mashkin which do enhance the taste of whatever you're cooking with it. If you're going to cook in an apple juice or orange juice or wine or whatever, it's certainly going to change the taste to a certain degree, whether you like the enhancement or not. It depends on your taste buds, but certainly it's going to enhance the taste. Like koshkin chavad and avada, the Torah asked you to go and be mevashlit in shar mashkin.
Why is the taste important in the Korban Pesach that the Kal V'chomer works?
Why does the Torah say you can't go and do bishul mamayim?
No.
Why does the Torah insist on kliyesh?
There's a custom.
So the Gemara is trying, based on this Kal V'chomer, to give a reason, to give a tam. You apparently don't like the tam. It's not enhancing the tam. But the Gemara is saying that the tam that the Torah says you're not allowed to do it is because as a result you are taking this Korban Pesach, which should be done tzli, and you are doing it in a different fashion. So the Gemara is now assuming that the tam of the kra is, even though you're not adding or enhancing it, but just by doing a different form of cuisine, a different form of cooking, this is prohibited. Says the Gemara, Madach, when you're doing a cooking which is basically neutral in terms of forming any type of enhancement or flavor in this, Torah says, no good. So certainly if you're going to change the character in any way, shape, or form by adding soy sauce or putting in some pepper and some salt and this and that, and you're now changing the tam, then the Gemara says that would certainly be against what a Kodesh Baruch Hu's desires are when he says, don't cook it. Rabbi Oimer Bamayim, in the Elamayim, Shar Mashk Binayim. In other words, the same question. Rabbi is giving a different basis. Tamaloyim, it says in the Pasuk, Al Toichu Mimenu No Uvoshel Mevushel Bamayim. Why does it say Uvoshel Mevushel twice? It would be enough just to go and say it once. Mikol Mokoyim. And therefore, the Torah is coming to tell you is not only Davke Bamoyim, but any other Mashkin as well. So, Frank Timara, the Chayre, both Tamim work, My benai, what's the nafka middle halacha? Benayu tzli kador. Literally, tzli kador is what we would call pat roast, because kador, kador is kadeira, is a pat. Tzli is roast. So what means pat roast? That instead of going and roasting the Karban Pesach on a spit inside an oven, you go and roast it inside a pot on top of the flame. Now, what does it mean to roast? Isn't that boiling or cooking? The answer is no. Cooking and boiling would be if you would add some sort of mashke to that pot, to the roast, to in this case the Karban Pesach, either water or shar mashkin. But what happens if you didn't? All you did was you took the piece of meat and you put it into the pot, and then you let the meat enhance its own tam through its own natural juices, which will be emitted as a result of the cooking process. So therefore you didn't have any exterior extraneous juice, but you had its own meat juices.
That's what they, in the restaurants, they'll put AU in French, au jus, A-U-J-U-S.
Uh-huh.
Its own juices.
Really? Psh, yeah. Okay. You see, we see what you learned this year.
How does it burn? How can not burn the pot?
The pot won't burn, Mindy. I recommend you try it out today. Take from me. Exactly. Anyway, so bottom line is, what happens in such a case? So what's the nafka minute? Ikka benayim. So Rashi said, Ikka benayim is according to the first man, the yomer is about mefigim tam yon nisht. It doesn't add any tam if you're leaving the juices inside the meat and you're not adding, subtracting, doing anything, you're just leaving it the way it is. So therefore the kal v'chomer of mefigim tam, of enhancement, there's no enhancement over here. It just remains with the original juices. And therefore, as a result, you don't have the benefit of the kal v'chomer, and therefore it could very well be that this would be prohibited. Mashenkin, according to the second mandiyama, that's voshel mevushel mikol mokim, any type of bishul, even together with its own juice. Let's take a quick look at the Rashi. Tzli kedar, tzli kador, about 6-7 lines higher. The kadosh mevushel oisem gdeira beloy mayim ubeloy shumashke. Just its own natural juices. Here we permitted because you don't have the kal v'chomer. I said prohibited, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
When you have the, normally the kal v'chomer says, not only are you not allowed to do it with water, you're not allowed to do it with the enhancing mashkois. But this doesn't have an enhancement mashke. So here will be mut. According to Rebbe, the Alamir Buya, he learns from the Rebbe of Boshel Mevushel, this would be included. Because bottom line is, you're not putting it on a spit. You're putting it inside a pot, and so therefore it's a form of bishul and not a form of roasting. That'll be enough. Yes, David.
I'd like to go back to Barry's question.
What's Barry's question?
Why should we assume that
the Isra has something to do with flavor? David, I don't hear you. David, you still with us?
I think you froze.
Kal v'chomer assumes that water, that juice would make it even better than water. Fine. What's wrong with it making it better than water? Maybe Bamayim says, don't treat it only with water. That's not good enough.
What you're saying is a wonderful question. As you quoted Barry in asking this wonderful question a couple of minutes ago, you're absolutely right. The Torah does not say anywhere what the reason is why a Kodesh Baruch Hu said it has to dafka be tzli eish and not cooked. L'chayra, cooking is just as good as roasting. I know tons of people that love cooked and boiled stuff rather than roasted stuff. So the Torah doesn't give us a reason. The Tanna Kamma, however, is giving us a tamadikra, similar to Reb Shimon, who's always Dirdish tamadikra. And he's saying is, it makes no difference what the reason is. Bottom line is, Barry said it's exer sakosov, that you're not allowed to go and cook it. Cooking, that is prohibited. So the Tanna Kamma says, is madach a neutral form of cooking that doesn't in any way, shape, or form enhance the Karban Pesach. It basically remains exactly the way it was. Just now it's edible, as opposed to being raw. Said the Kodesh Baruch Hu, no good. It's got to be dafka roasted. So certainly, if you're not only just cooking to make it edible, but you're making it full of new character and flavor by putting it in different types of juices and seasonings, then that certainly should be prohibited. Why should that be prohibited? Because that's even more than mayim. It's mayim plus. And if mayim is no good, then mayim plus should also not be good. For all those of you that are not happy with this pshat, I have nothing more to offer. I cannot add any more flavor to it. Yes?
I just remember something that I saw once from Rabbi Soloveitchik on why we can't eat after the Afikomen on Seder night. And since the Afikomen is really a replacement for the Korban Pesach,
right,
it's because that it's an enhancement of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, that the flavor of the Korban Pesach on your lips all night continues the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim until Amud HaShachar the next morning. So that's why you don't want to eat. So having the flavor of the Korban Pesach, as it were, in its pure form, is an enhancement of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim.
Beautiful. Very good.
Brush your teeth after the Seder night. No, I'm talking about toothpaste.
I just usually fall asleep on the sofa.
Okay, so let's continue on. Rabbanon, we just got finished saying that Tanakama learns the drasha based on the Kal V'Chomer. Rebbe learns it based on Vashel Mevushel. Vashel Mevushel tells us Shar Mashkin. What do the Rabbanan do with the words Vashel Mevushel, which are repetitive and redundant? Why does it say twice? It should just say once, Vashel B'may. So, we need it for the following drasha. Bishloi V'yachach Tzoloi, Oy Tzoloi V'yachach Bishloi. Chayov. What happens if you decided to go and be, if you will, a Machmir or a Mekel or both? He says, the Torah says it got to be tzliyesh. You know what? I don't really like things roasted. I like things boiled. I'm going to do both. So Bishloi, first he boiled the Korban Pesach. And after he boiled it, then he roasted it on a spit. Or vice versa. Shetzoli, first he roasted it, b'yachach Bishloi, and then he put it into a pot of water, and then he cooked it. In both cases, if the person after that eats from this Korban Pesach, he is chayov. Freitimara, let me understand. Bishle, Bishle, Yachach, Tzoloi, Chayv, I understand why. The Bishle, after all you did by putting on a spit was perhaps trying to enhance the flavor of this Korban Pesach. It was already fully edible. I already cooked it. You can go and sit down at the table and start eating. But you figured you put it on a spit and you roast it. That adds a little bit of charm and taste and color and all the rest. So, yeah, Gishmak. But Lemaisa, the Iker is the Bishul. So that's why if you go and eat it now, you'll be over the Isra of Al-Toychlimi Menu No'o Voshel Mevushel Bamoyim. And the Tzolviyakach Bishloi, if you already did the Sli, which means it's now roasted, and now you put it into a pot of water, Hotzli Eishu, Lemaisa, it was cooked based on roasting. Afterwards, putting into a hot pot of water is like rinsing in the sink with hot water. But you rinse it, and maybe you want to take off all of the some of the juices, some of the schmaltz that has accumulated. Fine. Up the maisa, the reason why it's edible is because of the sleep. So, why should you be over in Isser, where the price says chayov, and we'll see any more later, chayv potentially means chayv malkis, lechayra, why it was sleep. Goes according to Reb Yoisi. Tassani, what did Reb Yoisi say? Yoitzim Barokik Hashori Ubim Mevushel Shloi Nimu Achtiv Remeir. We're going away for a moment from the Korban Pesach to matzahs. The word rokik, which means a wafer, is referring to the matzah. I have a kosher matzah. Instead of going and biting the matzah and eating it Korban Pesach night, what did I do? Shori, I soaked it in water, so it should be nice and soft. Or mevushel, I went and cooked it. What happens if loy nimuach? Loy nimuach means it did not disintegrate and fall into little pieces, but the matzah remained intact. Says Remeir, yo yoitza. You don't have to eat dafka matzah and chew something which is brittle and hard. You can go and eat it, even though it's nice and soft, because it's shorui, it's either soaked or it's cooked. Fine, as long as loy nimuach, it didn't go and fall to pieces. That's Remeir. Rabbi Yoisi Oimran, yoitzin barokeh kashorui. I agree with you that if you go and just soak it, and it stays in one piece, yeah, you're yoitza. Avaloy mevushel, if you cooked it, even though you cooked it for a very short period of time, because the matzah is still intact, it didn't fall apart, what's the din? No good. So what do we see from this Rabbi Yossi? Why does Rabbi Yossi disagree with Rameh? Because Rabbi Yossi says that even though you're supposed to have lechem, lechem by definition means something which is baked. Since you took something which is baked and you subsequently cooked it, the second cooking, that is the cooking, went and it was mevatel the earlier afiyah. So you did an afiyah, and then you did a bishul. By doing that follow-up bishul, you mevatel the previous afiyah. Ah, that's why it's no longer lechem, says Rabbi Yossi, you're not yoitz. Says the Gemara, that's the same pshat that we said before. We ask, what do you need the bushel mevushel for? You need it for the following brisa, where the brisa said that if you did a tzli followed by a bishul, what's the din?
Chayev.
Why? It was tzli. Rabbi Yossi holds, even though it was tzli, if you subsequently did a bishul, just like in the case of the afiyah, the bishul is mevatel the afiyah. Here, the bishul is mevatel the tzli. So don't look upon this Korban Pesach anymore that it was roasted. You look at the final act, so to speak, and the final act was bishul. And therefore, you're chayev.
It's no longer raw, though. The Isser is eating it raw, and so it's no longer raw. I understand you're mevatel the asay or something, but it's no longer raw.
One second, slow that. Let's slow that down. We have over here a pasuk. The pasuk tells us al toichlu mimenu no. The Gemara is going to tell us soon that no doesn't mean raw. It means what we call today medium rare. That you have cooked the steak. I don't know if you can go on steak by lamb or by goat, but you understand the piece of meat is not fully cooked or fully roasted or fully whatever. It's only medium rare. You cut open and you see all the blood still rushing out. That for some people this is delicious, and a lot of other people say, I can't eat a medium rare, it's gotta be. That's called no. So number one, you cannot eat it no, medium rare. Number two, you cannot go and eat it when it is cooked in, boiled in water. What can you do? Kiyum tzliyesh. Only if it happens to be fully roasted, not partially roasted, not raw, not cooked, it's got to be fully roasted. Fine. That's the lach. Now what happens if I have a person who likes to do things in an interesting manner? And there are a lot of interesting people like that in this world. They first took the Korban Pesach and they first cooked it in water until it was fully edible. In fact, they took a piece and they ate it and they said, delicious. Oh, but it's got to be tzliyesh. No problem. Let's go and take this boiled, cooked Korban Pesach, put it now in the oven. We'll leave it there in rotisserie. We're going to go and put it on a nice spit. It's going to go around and around. All the kids are going to look through the window the whole time as some of the schmaltz is still going to continue to fall down, and it's really going to look delicious. And an hour later, we're going to put it out on the plate and we won't tell a soul. So what's the din if you now eat from that Korban Pesach? By the way, the actual cooking is not the Isser. The Isser is only al toichlu, don't eat from it. So if you have a very strange person who loves to go and cook as opposed to roasting his Korban Pesach, he can cook a ganze tug and a ganze nacht. There's nothing wrong with that. Just don't eat from it on Seder night. Because al toichlu mimenu, no. Excuse me, no. So Isser is the eating. Fine. So now we have that person who boiled it and cooked it and subsequently roasted it. What happens to that? So the Braisa says he's chayiv, he's oiva the iser of al toichlu mimenu, no, avashal mavushal mamayim, because it essentially was cooked. Okay, so let's now turn the tables. Let's do the other way around. He first did a tzliyeh, she did in the rotisserie, and it was gishmak, and everybody saw the schmaltz coming down, and it turned all nicely black and brown and gewaltig. After it was all finished, he says, you know what? I want to go and clean this off. It looks a little bit too messy. So he goes and takes a pot of water and he takes the Korban Pesach and puts it in the pot of water and now boils it for the next hour. And then he puts it down at the table and everybody says, all right, it's supposed to be tzliyesh. So what happens now if people went and ate from that? So the Braisa says, you're chayv. The Gemara asks, why you chayv? I don't understand. Since as a result of the tzli, as a result of the roasting, it was fully edible, so it was great. You wanted to wash it off because you don't like the schmaltz and all the rest. So just like if you put into water into the sink and you'd rinsed it for an hour to get all the schmaltz off and to go and make it nice and pretty or whatever, it would still be tzliyesh. So what difference does it make that you went and recooked it? That was the Gemara's kasha. Is the kasha good to kasha?
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
So the Gemara says the answer is it goes according to Rabbi Yossi. What does Rabbi Yossi say? Rabbi Yossi says, even though you had a full-fledged afiyah, you bought a matzah in the Shmura Matzah Bakery and you paid for it $25 for a pound of matzahs, which today would be cheap, and you go and bring back that matzah, and everybody says, oh, it looks beautiful. But when you bite into it, you can go and break your teeth. So you know what? Let's go and put it now into a pot of water and let's go and cook it. Now, don't cook it very long, because if you cook it for more than 5, 10, 15 minutes, it's all going to disintegrate and fall into a little shtiklach. So we're only going to put it in for 5 minutes, but in boiling hot water, we're going to take it out. Are you going to be yoitze eating from such a matzah? Says Rameir, yes! Yoitzen barokah kamavushel, as long as lo nimuch. Says Rabbi Yossi, no, you're not yoitze. See, one asks, why aren't you yoitze according to Rabbi Yossi? I'll tell you why. Because even though there was a full-fledged afiyah, you had lechem oini. Did a great job. However, since you went to mevashelit, that subsequent bishul is mevatel the afiyah. Oh, say something subsequent can be mevatel, can annul what you did previously. Same thing is, you took the tzliyesh, perfect job, everybody could eat it, it was edible, it was delicious, but you decided to recook it. Says Rabbi Yossi, that subsequent bishul will be mevatel the tzli, and therefore this is called mevushel b'moyim, and you'll be over the isser if you eat it in this fashion. Please, 1 second. Let's just be able to give me a chance to breathe. Yeah. So the Gemara says, how do I know that? Maybe that's incorrect. Maybe, in fact, the halacha is that if you did a tzli and you did a subsequent bishul, it's still kosher, edible, no problem. Say the Rabbanan, that's the reason for the Boshel Mavushel. Not only that it was your normal bishul, but even if it was a second bishul meaning after a tzli, even that is mevatel tzli, and therefore it's considered to be mavushel, and that's why you're chayv. So when the Gemara asked at the outset, we know why you need boshel mavushel according to Rebbe, because it's coming to tell you the din of Shar Mashkin, but the Rabban that learned from the Kal V'Choymer, what did they need Bashal Mavushal for? They needed Bashal Mavushal to tell us this din, that even though it was fully roasted, and afterwards you boiled it, you're chayim, and it goes according to Reb Yossi. Question.
If
1 second, first Barry, and then David. B comes before D.
If you roasted it, then cooked it, and then boiled it, I understand the boiling was mevatel the roasting, but if you did it in reverse order, you first boiled it, and then tried to repair it by roasting it, wouldn't that roasting now mevatel the boiling and make it eligible and take it out of this iser category?
So you're saying there might be an inconsistency in
Svara. Correct.
Once the second one should be mevatel. So I assume that the Gemara holds that the essential character of an edible food is the way you cause it to be edible. So once you made it into tzli, or once you cooked it, and it's fully edible, then it's cooked. It's cooked, exactly.
Work in it, it's done. Okay.
It's done.
Okay.
And so therefore, if you did a bishul initially, and then you did a tzli after that, the tzli is not...
The initial boiling is the size.
Right, decisive in that case. In the case of the tzli, the subsequent bishul is mevatel, all the wonderful tzli that you did, and you're chayiv, therefore, in both cases. Yes, David, you had a question.
Yes, this used to be the time to raise the question of Divrei HaYamim Lamed Hay.
I wanted to raise it too, so let's hear. What do you want to raise?
So Divrei HaYamim Lamed Hay, this is describes the Pesach of Yoshiyahu.
Yes.
And it says, Vayivashlu HaPesach Ba'esh Kamishpat.
Oh, okay. So what does that mean?
That's the question.
Okay.
It was boiled in the fire.
Yeah. If
Kamishpat. As Hakadum B'Sefer Moshe, V'chein Labakam.
Very good. I have not looked at that capital in Divrei Yamin recently, but I have a faint recollection that the Gemara, in fact, is going to discuss that later on, and is going to say that the Lashon of Bishul Ba'esh is the equivalent of Tzli. So why the Pasuk uses the term Bishul B'Tzli as opposed to just simply Tzli Eish, said Bishul Ba'esh, I don't know why the Pasuk uses that term. You presumably would have to look at the Mefarshim, the commentaries on the Pasuk. But if I'm not mistaken, the Gemara is going to quote it later on somewhere in our Masechta. But just getting back to our sugi right now, So what we've established is based on Bashal Mavushal, and this goes all over to Rabbi Yossi, and it's telling us that Bishul is Mavatal Afia, and Bishul is Mavatal Tzli. Says the Gemara, Ula Omar, Ula says you don't have to force the previous Brisa and say that the case of Tzli Ve'achach Bishloi is only according to Rabbi Yossi. It could even go according to Rabbi Meir. In other words, even though the Gabi the Matzah, there is a bona fide machloek between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi, whether Bishul is Mavatal Afia. However, here, since the Torah says the Gabi the Tzli, the double Lashon Bashul Mavushul is telling you that even according to Rabbi Meir that holds that Bishul is not Mavatal Afia, but Bishul is Mavatal Tzli. Not necessarily because of logic, but simply because since the Torah says two types of bishul are usher. Bishul number one is if you mavashul it straight out without tzli. Bishul number two is that you did a tzli first and then you did a subsequent bishul. That's also prohibited. Mikol makom. So therefore, the earlier brisa could go according to not only Rabbi Yossi, but even according to Rabbi Meir. By matzahs, you don't have this lashon of bishul mavashul. So therefore, Rabbi Meir says, take a look and see. If it's still intact, it's still considered to be afia, even though the subsequent bishul. But here, the Karm Pesach, even though the tzli is intact and you feel the tzli, but that's what the Torah said, bashul mavushul, don't do a follow-up bishul that's also prohibited to eat subsequently. Tana Rabban, new brisa, yochel tzoloi kol tzorcho yehechayv. I would think that if you're tzoloi kol tzorcho, so that means that you roasted kol tzarchai to the nth degree. Now, what does that mean, to the nth degree? So the Gemara is going to ask in another two lines, and the Gemara is going to say that he made it kacharucha. Kacharucha means that he did such a good job of roasting it that it became charred, almost like a piece of charcoal. And sometimes you have that too when you ask for a steak well done, and they do so well done, and then you say, you know, this tastes almost like charcoal. So that's what happened over here at Tzolei Kol Tzarcha. Now, if a person would eat such a charred piece of meat, I would think that he is chayiv. Why would he be chayiv, says Rashi? Because this is not tzli esh. This is kli esh with a kuf. Kli, probably from the Lashon of Lechem, Koli v'charmel, Koli, that it's so roasted and so toasted that it is totally charred. So I would think he'd be chayiv eating the carbon Pesach in that form because it's no longer tzli. Talmud loymer al toichlim imenu no uvashlum uvushlum b'moyim no uvashlum uvushlum amarti lecha v'loishel tzloi kol tzarechai. The Torah asks you to eat it if it's no means partially roasted, meaning Rashi says tzli the enoi tzli, in other words it's medium rare, or uvashlum uvushlum if it's cooked. But not if it's tzolei kol tzarchai, if it's totally roasted, even though it's more roasted than you would desire, it's charred, nevertheless, you are pot. Hey, Chidomi, give me an example. Rav Ashi, Nishav, Charucha, like we just said, that you made it charred like a black piece of charcoal. Therefore, that is permissible to eat. It may not be delicious, and it may not be nutritious, but lemaisa, you're not over any iser if you eat it. Tana Rabban. I would think if you ate a raw piece of meat, totally raw, no roasting whatsoever, garnished, yechayv. Same thing. Now you're wondering what's the difference between no and chai. So you have the Rashi over here, one or two lines lower in our Gemara. Rashi says chai legamri shleinitz leklal, totally raw. No means tzli. In other words, only partially roasted as a medium rare type of situation. Okay. Therefore, when you're only over at Noma Vashem Mavushal, V'loi Chai. Yochli Emutr, I would think if that's the case, then it's Mutr L'chadchila to go and eat raw carbon Pesach meat. Tamaloymer, Kiyim Tzliyesh. That's why the Torah continues and says, don't do it Noma Vashem Mavushal, but what you should do is Tzliyesh. So therefore, if you're going to go and eat it raw, you're going to be over on the ki im tzli esh. Break your mind, hechi dama. No, can you describe to me? No, amarav kide ami parsoi avarnim. Just like the parsoi, they use the term avarnim. Rashi does not add anything in terms of what the pshat is. Just says that in Persia, they used to call it Avarnim instead of no, but Lamais, it's the exact same thing. See Rashi, 6-7 lines on the bottom, Kirami Parsoy Avarnim. Ois it's Liyasha Beloshim Parsi Kuruy Avarnim. Beloshim Akoyish Kori no. So, no equals Avarnim, Avarnim equals no. What did they mean? That was the previous Rashi, Tzli, V'einet Tzli. Om Rav Chisda, Hamavash L'chami Tveria. Everybody knows that Chami Tveria are natural hot springs. So you go, even today, if you go to Tveria and you want to visit the Chami Tveria, if you put your finger in, don't leave it for more than a split second, because otherwise, you can go and burn your finger. If these are natural hot springs, hot water coming out of the ground. So what happens if a person is Mavashel, for instance, on Shabbos? He goes and takes an egg, he leaves it there for a minute or two or three, and he takes it out, and now it's a hard-boiled egg. What's the din? Says Rav Chisda, you're potter avol oser. You're not allowed to do it, but you're potter. It's not considered to be bishul min hatoyer. What happens if you took the carbon pesach and you put it in that hot water and you left it there for an hour, and it afterwards is nicely boiled carbon pesach meat, bishul b'chamitvay? Then you're chayev. Now the Gemara assumes that in both cases there is an iser bishul. So by the iser bishul mishavet, no, that's nishka bishul. That's potter. But iser bishul on Pesach, atoichel mena no vashul mivushul b'mayim. That you're chayv. Freitim mayishna b'shabbes deloy. Why by Shabbos you say it's okay? Deloy to told us eish ba'inan v'leka to be over on hilchos bishul. Being Mavashal, being one of the Lama Tes Malachas, you're only over if you do it the normal, regular derech of Bishul, which is over a fire, over a flame, or inside an oven, inside a furnace, where there is a flame. As opposed to Chami Tveri, which is natural hot water, that's not cold Bishul, it's not Toldus Aish. So if that's the case, basically, not really Toldus Aishu. So you shouldn't be over on the din of the Uvashal Bemushal Bemoyim, since it's not considered to be Bishul, it's not Toldus Aish. You're not over because it says in the pasuk, "Al toichel mena no uvashel mavushel b'mayim." This is not vashel mavushel b'mayim. Out that you would not be over the iser of al toichel. Why are you over? You're over because you didn't do the kiyam tzliyesh. That was the problem. You have to do kiyam tzliyesh, and you didn't have the kiyam tzliyesh. Now we're going to see shortly in the Gemara that when the Gemara uses the term chayiv, usually chayiv means a loshen of a lav, where that lav is mechayiv malkus. L'choyra, we have over here a case of an asay. What's the asay? Don't eat, no. Don't eat vashel mavushel. But what should you do? Kiyam tzliyesh. But we're going to see shortly in the Gemara, I'm only raising it now because Rashi also talks about whether you're going to go and get malkus at this point. The Gemara is going to assume the kiyam tzliyesh is also a lav. How is it also a lav? Right. Because you look at the pasuk al toichel mimenu and you put a colon. Al toichel mimenu, don't eat from the carbon pesach. Number one, no, when it happens to be partially roasted. Number two, when it's bashel mavushel b'moyim. Number three, in any way, shape, or form, which is not sliyesh. And therefore, if you're not going to do it sliyesh, you're going to be over on the al toichel mimenu. So the imkin sliyesh is connected to the al toichel mimenu, so it's not a positive statement. Go and eat a kim tzliyesh, but rather, al toichel, don't eat it in any form other than tzliyesh, and therefore, if you do eat it in another form other than tzliyesh, then you're chayiv, it'd be chayiv malkus. And everybody, as we'll see in the Gemara shortly, agrees to this interpretation that this is in fact a third lav. The only machloikis is going to be whether or not you're going to give malkus on this lav, because of the famous rule of ein loiken a lav shebeklolos. Since it's a lav that includes a whole bunch of stuff, maybe there is no malkus. So we're going to talk about this in another moment or two. Anyway, so bottom line is, Rava gave a beautiful explanation in what Rav Chisda said, that when Rav Chisda was mechayiv on the Chami Tveria Bishul by Karban Pesach, it's not because of the Boshel Mavushel B'moyim, but it's because of the Kiyam Tzliyesh. And says Dakel Yimara, Rav Chiyah B'reid Rav Nosen Masilol Ahad Rav Chisda B'hedja, he in fact appended to Rav Chisda this word of Rava explicitly, that Om Rav Chisda Mavash B'chametzveri B'Shabbos is potter. Why? Because it's not a Bishul. Pesach Shebishul B'chametzveri is Chayiv, not because of Voshel Mavushel B'moyim, that's not a Bishul. Because he was Oyvan the Tzliyesh, that has got to be Kiyam Tzliyesh. And therefore now, Omer Rav, Acholim no. What happens if a person were to eat the carbon pesach semi-roasted, such a tzli, the einoi tzli, such a medium rare, like ishtayim, he gets two times malchus. If he goes and eats it mavushal, if it's cooked, like ishtayim, two times malchus. No umavushal, like isholish, three times malchus. Why? I only saw no and bashal mavushal. That's where we said before, because kim tzliyesh is also lav. Look at the top, Rashi. Loik ishtayim, mishum, I don't know why Rashi says loy soichel, actually, al toichlu mimenu no. Umishum al toichlu kim tzliyesh. Why? Because the kim tzliyesh nami alav loy soichlu koi. That's number three in this pasuk, the third lav. And that's why you get twice. Mavushal is also like ishtayim. Why mishum mavushal? Umishum loy soichlu al toichlu kim tzliyesh. So therefore, you always append kim tzliyesh as an additional lav, an additional malchus. And therefore, if you did both no and mavushal, then you're over three lav in number one eating no, number two I'll eating mavushal, and number three for not eating kim tzliyesh. And therefore, you get three times malchus altogether. Wow. By Omer in Likalav Shabaklal, there's no such thing. You're not malchus, not Likalav Shabaklal. Now, the question is, what does that mean according to Abai? That means you get no malchus whatsoever? Or perhaps it means that you don't get malchus because of ki'im tzli'esh. Because ki'im tzli'esh, Rashi says, that's the klal. Because ki'im tzli'esh says, al toichu, don't eat in any form whatsoever other than tzli'esh. So I can think of potentially 5 or 10 or the great cookers of the world who have a wonderful taste in cooking. They can probably have 100 different options other than tzli'esh. By baking and broiling, not broiling, but frying and boiling and smoking and who knows what, all different types of things. Anything other than tzliyesh, therefore, is the chla. The miutim in this pasuk, the pratim, I should say, not the miutim, prat, is the no and the bashal mavushal. So now the question is, when Abaye says in lekach shlav the klalus, does it mean the entire pasuk? Since the pasuk has a klal and it has the prats, don't have malchus at all? Or does it just mean don't give a malchus on the klal, but you would give on the prats? And that's going to be the ikadiyami. Ikadiyami tartihu deleloki chodemiyas loki. If a person, for instance, ate no, not like Rava said that you would have two times, one because of no and one because of kitzliyesh, only no. And if only mavushal, only mavushal, not a kimsliyesh, but one you would get, chadamiyas laki. You don't get for the kimsliyesh. And ikadiyami chadanami laki. Zero. Dle miyachad lave, kilav da chasima. Because it's not similar to the love of lisachsim shor bedishe. Now, what does lisachsim shor bedishe have to do with our Gemara here? So Rashi explains that the love of lisachsim shor bedishe, that means don't muzzle the animal when it's doing its threshing on the in the granary. That lav appears right next to the parasha of Malchus, where the pasuk talks about if a person, chas v'sholem, does an isser, he gets Malchus. So very often the Torah, the Gemara, when it talks about a classic lav, it gives the example of lav v'chasima, l'isach shemshar, because it's right next to the parasha of Malchus in the Torah. Ah, that being the case, says the Gemara, by leisach v'shar b'disha, you don't have a klal metaprat, metaprat, metaklal. It's just one lav on its own. That's called a lav miyuchad, that you miyachad lav. No additional additions to it. That's just simple lav d'chzim. Here, however, you have embellished the lav by adding two more brot. It's not only kim sliyesh, but it holds to the no, and the bashal mavushal. Or could be, therefore, according to the sikha de Amri, that there is zero malchus altogether, because an embellished lav is not the same as a plain, simple, classic lav like the lav de chasim. So there are two views as to what Abaye would hold. And in fact, this same machloikis reappears in a totally different setting. And now we're going to bring again Rav and Abaye, not by Karm Pesach, but now Legabi Hilchois Nozir. We know that a Nozir is not allowed to go and eat any type of grape product or grape derivative. Like it says in the Pasuk, Rashi quotes the Pasuk, Mikol asher ye'oseh migefen hayayin, anything that could be made from the gefen hayayin. Gefen hayayin over here doesn't mean drinking wine, but it means from the vines that produce the wine. Mechar tzanim v'adzog. Mechar tzanim means from the pits. Adzog to the shells, to the peels. Lo yoichel, you should not go and eat. So you have in this Pasuk again the same type of framework, the same type of structure. Where do you have the same type of structure? So Rashi says that because it starts with the pasuk, mikol asher yoseh megefen hayayin, anything that you can go and derive from the vines, Rashi subsequently gives examples of not only chatzanim, which are pits, and zogim, and the shells, the peels, but also anovim, lachim, fresh grapes, yevashim, raisins, alim, the grape leaves, velulovim, and the grape shoots. All of those are yiyos and yef and ayayin. All of those stem from the original vines in the vineyard. So that's the klal. Mechatzan and viadzog, from the pits to the peels. Lo yoichal. Oh, so the lo yoichal not only goes on chatzan and viadzog, but even goes in the first part of the pot. It goes yiyos and yef and ayayin. Okay, so now what happens if you have a nozir that eats, for instance, the chatzanim? How many is he over? Says Igmar Rava Omer. Ochal zog, if he eats the zog, which is the peel, like a shtayim. What's the shtayim? Don't eat the zogim, the chatzan of the adzog. And also says, Mikol Asher Yoseh, lo yoichal. So you have two. Chatzan, if he eats the pit, like a shtayim. Zog vichatzan, like a sholish. He has all three. Chatzanim, the adzog, and the lo yoichal goes on the beginning of the puzzle. Mikol Asher Yoseh, given ayayim. So you'd have three times. Abaye Omer, and Mikol Asher Beklolis. And again, Ikadiyami, Tatu Liloki, Chodemi is lucky. You're not going to go and get petch for the Mikol Asher Yoseh, given ayayim. But if you eat zogim, you're going to get petch for the zog, or for the chart. Ikadiyami, Chodemi, Liloki, zero. And the Yachad Lavi, Kalav, the Chasima, because it's not a simple classic love, it has this embellished love. No Malkis whatsoever. Zero. Okay, Toner Rabban. Now we're going to talk about not so much how it was prepared, but when you are eating it. Now we all know that you're supposed to eat the Karm Pesach at night. This person, however, was a Zrizin Magdimen, and to show how absent-minded this fellow was, may have been good-hearted, but absent-minded, he ate it during the day when it wasn't fully roasted. In other words, it could be that he saw it roasting in the rotisserie. It smelled delicious. He said, I'd like to already eat it now. It was only medium rare. They only put it in 10 minutes ago, but already it's at least a little bit roasted, but not much. So, kazayis no, but join your pot. If you eat kazayis no, misha chashech, of here at night, then you're chay. Like we just said, shame the posik. I'll talk to him in a no. Ochel kazayis tzli miboy join. What happens if a person ate a kazayis tzli, which is what you're supposed to do at night, but he ate it during the day? He doesn't exclude himself or disqualify himself from eating at night together with the Bnei Chabur. But if he eats Kzai Sli Meshachashech, he eats Kzai Sli at night, then he can no longer eat Bnei Chabur. Well, what's this? What are you talking about? What's this all about? So Rashi tells us that it says in the Pasuk that you have to eat it, the Bais Echad Yochel. It's got to be eaten in one house. Now, what does it mean in one house? That comes to tell us that you have to eat it in one chabura and in one mokrein. You cannot eat the Karm Pesach in two chaburais, and even if eating with the same chabura, they cannot go from place to place in two mekoimais. This din of two chaburas and two mekoimais only applies to night. It doesn't apply during the day. So if a person were to go and eat a kezayis of the tzli of the Karm Pesach from Erev Yatim, you're certainly not going to be yoytzi or mitzvah because he's supposed to eat it at night. In fact, the Gemara is going to quote shortly another pasuk: "Va'achlu es habaser balayla hazeh tzli eish u'matzois." He's supposed to eat it at night. So, okay, so Mitzvah Hashem, he'll eat it at night, but he had a taiva to eat it already during the day, so he ate it during the day. He's not over an iser, but he's not mekayim a mitzvah, zero. As well as, where is he eating it? He's eating in his kitchen. He took a little piece out of rotisserie. Nobody's watching. He took a little piece. And then at night, the whole chabura is meeting across the street. He can go and eat together with them. He did not exclude himself or disqualify himself by eating during the day, because Rashi says, achila b'yoyim lav achili. It has no status of achila because it's eating during the day. It just is garnished. So it's not eating b'shnei mekoymois, and he can join his chabura that night and continue eating the Karm Pesach. Everything is fine. However, if he had exiced Sli Misha Chashecha in his kitchen, and now, an hour, 2 hours later, after they finish the Gamza Manishtanim and the Gamza Hagodah, they're taking it out to go and eat the Karban Pesach across the street. That's all the B'nei Chabura are. Post last B'nei Chabura, he's no longer allowed to go and eat together with them because of the fact that he's eating Mishtei Mekoyim Ois. Oh, that's the difference between during the day or at night. That's how Rashi explains our Gemara. Tani Yidach, we have another braisa. Yochel ochel kzayis nomer by yomi hechayv. I might have thought that if you ate a kzayis nomer of the korban pesach during the day, you'd be chayv on the iser of al toichel mimenu. No, v'dinu. However, the kal v'chaymer tells you as nishna. What's the kal v'chaymer? Uma b'shoa she yeshne b'kamachol tzli yeshne b'al toichel no. B'shoa she ainu b'kamachol tzli ainu din she yeshne b'al toichel no. So the Gemara goes and says, let's look at this kal v'chaymer. What's the kal v'chaymer? Ma b'shoa she yeshne b'kamachol tzli. At the time that you're allowed to eat tzli, when is that? At night. You're supposed to eat the korban pesach at night. Yeshno, at that same time, the Torah says, don't eat al toichel mimenu. No. It's b'shoa she ainu b'kamachol tzli. When it's not yet ripe, the time to eat the tzli. In other words, it's still during the day. And therefore, there is no mitzvah at that time to eat the tzli. Ainu din she yeshno b'al toichel no. So then I would say, l'chayra, for sure you should be. Ainu b'din she yeshno, they should be in the din b'al toichel no. In other words, I would say that a kal v'chomer madach at night when there's a heter to eat it through tzli, you're not going to eat it. No, during the day when you don't even have the heter to eat it tzli, then you're certainly not allowed to go and eat it. No, that's what I would say from the kal v'chomer. That's the yochel ochel k'zayis bo yomi chayv. Why? Based on the dinu, based on this kal v'chomer. I lie, or perhaps not. In other words, don't make the kal v'chomer, but rather say, at the time that you're not become achel tzli, yeshem abal teichel no. In other words, on erev yontif, maybe that's when the din of bal teichel no applies. At that time, erev yontif, don't eat from it. No, but b'shoa sheyeshem become achel tzli. However, at night when you are allowed to eat it tzli, ainim abal teichel no. But then there is no longer an iser of bal teichel no. So now what the Gemara is saying based on this Eloi is something which is illogical or counterintuitive, yeah. And it's saying that the only time that there's an Isser of eating No is only on Erev Pesach, but not at night. Again, Eloi, or maybe the other way around. B'shosh Einu B'kumachot Tzli. What means Einu B'kumachot Tzli? That means on Erev Yontif, where there is no mitzvah yet to eat Tzli. Yesh B'al Teich No. Maybe then there's an Isser, don't eat it, No. However, at night, when you are allowed to eat it, maybe there is no Isser anymore. And you're saying to yourself, that doesn't make sense. And therefore, says Yimuv Altisma, don't be so amazed. The Svara is very partial. What's the Svara? The Svara is that on Erev Pesach, there's no mitzvah to eat tzli. So therefore, basically, don't eat the tzli. Leave it for night. And therefore the Torah says, and don't eat it, no, and don't eat in Bashan Mavushal, because Erev Pesach is not the time to eat it. Not sleep form, not Bashan Mavushal form, and not no form. Don't eat it. But night, now when we finally get a reprieve, and the Torah says, oh no, now we open up the gates, you can start eating now sleep. So maybe the floodgates are so wide that you can even eat it, no, as well. So I might have thought, ah, Talmud Loimar, Al Toich Mimena No Vashem Mujmoy Kim Sliyesh. Shein Talmud Loimar Kim Sliyesh. The Torah didn't have to say Kim Sliyesh. Why didn't the Torah have to say Kim Sliyesh? Because I have a second Pasuk. If you look at the Torah, Ora Sholem, Pasuk number 2, which Gemara is going to quote in another few lines, Yochel is a Basar Balayla Hazeh Sliyesh. So I know that there's a mitzvah to eat it tonight, Sliyesh. Why the Pasuk have to repeat it? Al Toich Mimena No Kim Vashem Mujmoy Kim Sliyesh. I mean, that's my only other alternative. Don't eat no, don't eat bashma bushel. What should I do? So I look at the next pasuk. The next pasuk, actually the previous pasuk, and that pasuk is eat it sliyesh. It's achshen good. So why did it repeat kim sliyesh? Amar tamim kim sliyesh. Loi malach. B'shoa sheyesh nimekom achol tzli. Yesh mebal toichol. No. B'shoa sheyesh nimekom achol tzli. En mebal toichol. No. By the juxtaposing of the two together, we had a similar story by the chametz and the matzah. Yeah. That b'shoa you're not allowed to go and eat the chametz, you're allowed to eat the matzah, and it's got to be matzah from the type of same min that's right to be chametz. Yeah, exactly. So the same type of svar over here too. B'shoa sheyesh mekum achol tzli. When is that? Kim sliyesh. That's balayla. That's the next boss. Yichlo tabasar. Achlus tabasar balayla zed sliyesh. So when it's the time to eat sli, yesh mal toichel no. That's the identical time of don't eating the nah. However, shosh einach b'kum achol tzli, which means erev yontif, no mitzvah to eat tzli, and about teichel no, there's no isra of eating nah. So it's a very, very nice pshat. They're good, they're fine. Rabbi Oimer, Ekra ni Boshel, Matam Eloimer me Vushel. We already pointed out on the Amud Aleph that the Pasuk is somewhat repetitive. I'll take a minute, no. Uvoshel me Vushel Ba'amboy. Why did I have to say both? Shiochel, because I might have thought, in the Elisha Bishlam Mishachashecha, Bishlam Miboy Yoy Minayin. I might have thought that the only Isser is if you go and cook it at night. What happens if you already started cooking the Karban Pesach during the day? How do you know that that's all too awesome to eat at night? It makes no difference whether you cooked it during the day, you cooked it at night. The important thing is it has to be Tzli'esh. If you had any type of cooking, you boiled it early, you boiled it late, you're either. Frey Timara, okay, beautiful pshat. Back on the Yomer Aleph, when we started off today's Gemara, the Gemara asked, how do I know that the din of cooking applies even to Shar Mashkin? After all, it said in the Pasuk, Voshel Mevushel Bamoyim. We had the first shot, which was the Kal V'Choymer, which was Madach, water that doesn't enhance the taste, is Osir. Certainly, things which enhance the taste are Osir. And you remember, both Barry and David were furious and upset, and Sachisht and Semisht and Saridit, based on that shot. But that was the first Pshat al Kal V'Choymer, and then Rabbi said, forget about the Kal V'Choymer, I have a Pasuk, Uvashel Mavushel Mikol Mokoyim, even if it's not Mayim Yimishar Mashkin, Mayim Benayim Yikim Benayim, it's Likadar, that if it's going based on the first Pshat, then if you're doing it based on its own juices, it doesn't enhance the taste, so therefore you don't have the benefit of the Kal V'Choymer, but you do have the Tirosha, Uvashel Mavushel, any type of cooking, even if it's from its own juices, on the bottom of the pot. So therefore, who was that second Mandiyama that said, I learned it from the Pasuk? That was Rebbe himself. So Rebbe himself already used the Bashal Mavushal. It only says Bashal Mavushal once. The Lashon Bishul, it says twice, Bashal Mavushal. But it only says that once in the Torah. So we already had a drasha, Bashal Mavushal, to tell us the din of Shar Mashkin and Slikada. How can he darshan today, now on the Amud Beis, about Miboy Joim and Balaylat, both types of cooking? So the Gemara came, Lemakro, Oy Bashal Bashal, Mavushal Mavushal. My Bashal Mavushal, Shabbos Minot Taharti. The Torah just wanted to go and tell us the drasha from the Amud Aleph, or just the drasha from the Amud Beis. It could have used the same term, Bashal Bashal, twice, or Mavushal Mavushal twice. The fact that it says Bashal Mavushal comes to tell us both the drasha and the Amud Aleph, Shar Mashkin, and it comes to tell us the drasha and the Amud Beis, Tzai if you cook it during the day, and Tzai if you cook it during the night. Tarabat, another price. Ochatzim aboy join chayiv. Uksayis no mishachashecha chayiv. Wow. If you eat the tzli on Erev Yontif, you're chayiv. And the price continues on, if you eat ksayis no mishachashecha at night, you're chayiv. Ziktoni tzli dumi deno, ma no bilav, av tzli bilav. Just like this is a lav, and a lav, of course, is machayev koris, unless you hold lav shebeklolis, depending on the ikka, the amri, metabai, the ganze maisa.
Koris and malkus.
I'm sorry, they said koris and min malkus. My apologies. So the Gemara says, you see, I try to speak as quickly as possible, so I chaperine before you ask your questions. So sometimes I
get a slip of the malkus for it.
Hopefully not koris either. Anyway, so getting back to the Gemara. You're right. Absolutely malkus. We're not talking about koris. Shkoyach. Thank you for the correction. So getting back to Igmar, since it says in the Brisa both together, b'neshima achas, that if you eat tzli, chayv. You eat no is chayv. Just like b'neno, l'chayr we're talking about chayv, chayv malkus. Certainly according to Rav, according to Bai, depends on the Ikhan Yamri, the first lashon, second lashon. Good. But why would you even think that there would be a din of malkus b'tzli m'boy joint? What did the guy do wrong? Okay, he should have, it's a gedaft osalt, and he should have held his appetite until night. But because of that, you get malchus? What's going on over
not
here?
Not like the brisa we had above.
Yes, what?
The brisa said, Ten Rabbanan, Achel Zayas Nam, or Don Patrick Zayas Nam.
Okay, so this brisa disagrees. The question is, Taka, why? If is Zuchtov Zayas good? Is Ma no belav aflav to be belav? Is Bishlam no ksiv al toichl menu? No, it says al toichl. El tzli minolav, where does it say in the Torah that you're not going to eat tzli on Erev Yontif? Ah, the more difficult in the pasuk, Yochel Sabasam Balayla Zeh Balayla In Biyoyim Lo, you got to eat Davka Balayla, not Biyoyim. Frey Timar, that's beautiful. But High Lav Abba Mechal Aseihu, Chal Lav Abba Mechal Aseih is an Aseih. In other words, an Isser Aseih. It's not an Isser Lav, because it doesn't say don't eat it during the day. It says eat it at night. So there's an inference, a Diak. Oh, see now, fine. What's the demand Isra say? You tell the guy you're wrong, and what you did was wrong, and you're wrong and wrong, and you should go and clap Al-Khayt three more extra times because he did an affair. But you don't get Malkus for that because it's not allowed. So what's going on? Oh, Amar Rav Chisda Hamani, this price goes according to Rabbi Yehudahi. Who is this Rabbi Yehudahi? The Sanya. It says in the Pasuk, sure, it says, Rav, call it, the Dovatasa Oisai, Ulenede Lo Ye Rotse. What is this referring to? You have a shor or se that were bali mumen. How were they bali mumen? They were either a serua or a kolot. Serua, says Rashi, means that the structure of the animal was misstructured, that it had an eye that was much larger than the other eye, or it went. But that's the right term I was looking for. Disproportional, that you had one larger leg than the rest, one larger this, one larger this, whatever. It didn't look like your normal, regular shor or seh, and therefore it's a bungle. Kolot means that it's not split hooves, but rather the hooves are connected together, they are attached as if they had super glue, and as we know, when it comes to a kosher animal, they have to have split hooves, and here it wasn't split, it was kolot. So what's the halacha? You cannot bring it for a carbon, but you could be makdish to Berek HaBayis. And the gizbar, what is he going to do with it? He'll sell it on the marketplace for whatever he can get. Shor v'seser uvekolot. So the dover tasa, oh, you see, you can make it for, and the dover Berek HaBayis, well, later it, you shouldn't go and bring it for a carbon. Good. So what I learned from this pasuk is an additional rule that the only thing that you're supposed to give for Berek HaBayis among the animal kingdom from the animals is a balmum. If you have a tamimim, you should not bring it for Berek HaBayis. And in fact, there are other gemaras that hold that some tanoim hold. I don't think it's unanimous, but some tanoim hold that if you are mapfis tamimim with Berek HaBayis, that it's automatically escalates and it's upgraded. Exactly. Good. It could be that halacha, by the way, is only his matis tamimim for dmei mizbeach. Not that he puts in Berek HaBayis, only that he says, I take this, you see this live cow, which is perfect, no balmum whatsoever, I don't want to bring this for a carbon, rather I want to go in makdish l'domim for the mizbeach, and therefore subsequently you can go and sell it, be poided, and take the money and use it for the mizbeach itself, and then there's the automatic upgrade. I'm not sure that it's tamim l'berek HaBayis, could be it's only if it's dmei carbon as opposed to the actual carbon itself. But again, that's not our sugya, we don't have to worry about that. What we do have to worry about is that it says that if a person is matfis tamim l'berek HaBayis, he is oiver and isur, mikan omru kala matfis tamim l'berek HaBayis, oiver ba'aseh. What's the aseh? The aseh is the shor v'seh. Only the Surah V'kolot. But if it's a Tamimim, don't make it for a Nidava, but rather use it for a Neder, for a Kar. Okay, how do I know Beloy Sesminai? How do I know that it's even allowed that you get Malkis for it? Can you imagine a person is intending to do something good, but he's doing something bad? What is he doing? He's being matfis tamim l'berek HaBayis. Says the Gemara, you're oivan alav, and you get malchus for it. How do I know? Tamalim, it says in the pasuk, Beidav Hashem Moshe, Laimar, Limit al kol parsha kula. Beidav Hashem Moshe Laimar precedes this parsha of the Shor v'seh seruah v'kolot. It precedes Shor v'seh seruah v'kolot, and therefore, that pasuk, Beidav Hashem Moshe Laimar, tells you there's a loy ses in the Rebbe. Amaloi Rebbe Labar Kapara, my mashma. What's the mashma? It's just because of Isaiah B'Shem Moshe Leimar that it's now converted not only in Isra Say, but it becomes a lab. Where does it say the lab? Amaloi said Dechsev, look at the Pasik Leimar. Leimar means Loi Nemar Bidvarim. In this halacha, there's a big Loi. Plaster on a Loi on this parsha. And therefore, the word leimar means loy nemar. When the Kadosh Baruch Hu said it, he said it meta loy. Beirav amri leimar lav amur. That in this parsha it says it meta lav. I'm not sure the nafgimina between the first pshat and the second pshat, but bottom line is both pshatim hold that the word leimar means that don't think of this as only being positive commandments. Superimposed on all of these positive commandments is a loy nemar, is a lav omur, that it's also you're not allowed to. Looking at the fourth line of the Rashi, loy nemar bidvarim loy trikin leimar, loy amur, or loy bidvarim, lav omur. Omer Amor Lahen, Shiyesh Isselah Bidvarm. So Vayidavar Hashem L'Moshe, Kadosh Baruch Hu, saying to Moshe Rabbeinu, tell them, Lav Omer. Don't think it's only positive, but there's also an Isselah. That's the Lav Amor. Go and explain to them that there is an Isser in these Dvarm. As was, that not only by the Shor of Surah, Surah of the Kolot, if you're matfis tmimim lebedek abayis, that you're defying the mitzvahs asay that only put it for an adov if it's a balmum and not if it's a tmimim, but you're also going to be even the lav of the lav omer. But here is the part where you're meshem amoshel leimer or meshem amoshel v'laharim leimer. So here it says also leimer lav omer. So getting back to the kimtzliyesh, according to this man the omer, that's why the gemara said amar chizah hamani Rabbi Yehudi. Rabbi Yehudi he says that when the parsha begins with al leimer, don't only look upon it as positive commandments, but also look upon it as lav and that you get malchus. So now, based on that, if a person eats tzli'esh on Erev Pesach, he gets malchus because of the lemar. So now you're going to go and say, but how many times have you tied with Moshe lemar? Yeah. Must be at least 100 times?
Every assay is a
name. Every case. Wait, is that the case? So that's the top choices over here, short choices. Nearly, behind the dafka, behind dvorim, the ispahu, lav, habo, mechlal, assay. It's dafka if, in fact, you have these inferential mitzvahs like we had now,
right,
meaning both that it says, eat the tzliyesh balayla. Oh, lights up in my mind, but don't eat it bayoyim. So that's a lav habo mechlal aseh. Or in the case of Shorev, it says, Ruva call it. No, but that's only the gabe, the Ruva call it. But the gabe, it's mimim. No, don't put it for an adab. So it's a lav habo mechlal aseh. When you have such an isra aseh, says the leimar, not only is an isra aseh, but also you're over a lav and you get chas v'sholem malkis. Abashad Varmoy, but anywhere else in the Torah where there is no Isra say that you can be medayik from an assay, in such a case, then there is no special superimposed malchus and
pilot. Any assay you can't be medayik alosas? I mean, it feels like you always.
That's a project for Shabbos. Go through the whole Torah from Brachos until Devarim.
365.
And see whether you can go and find any of
it.
Exactly. That's for homework. Have a wonderful Shabbos, Rabbi Sai. Mitchum, we continue on.